This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of the lower 48 have been suffering with a heat wave since late last week, but it's finally coming to an end. Although in New York City, the mayor, Democrat Bill de Blasio, wants to know why the utility Con Edison has had so many power problems in recent days.
We still do not have an answer, except that we know a week ago there was a malfunctioning piece of equipment, but no answer as to why, no answer as to how they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
At least three people have died because of heat-related issues, including one in Arkansas and two in Maryland. Amid ongoing tensions with Washington, Iran's now claiming to have shut down a spy ring. It says it arrested 17 people who were allegedly recruited by the CIA. The CIA has not commented. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says you have to take what Iran says with a grain of salt. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
I believe he is, yes, no doubt about it.
That's a top Democrat's response when he was asked if he thinks President Trump is a racist. Maryland Representative Elijah Cummings, speaking on ABC's This Week, also defending the so-called squad, the four Democratic women of color in Congress, who President Trump's been feuding with.
These are folks and women who love their country, and they work very hard, and they want to move us towards that more perfect union.
President Trump says he'll meet with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer after the Democrats' visit to Texas. Schumer was in McAllen over the weekend, saying he saw one decent immigrant facility run by Catholic Charities, but said the others were, in his words, awful. In a tweet yesterday, the president praised Schumer and others for their visit, saying he'd like to set up a meeting ASAP. After a week delay, India's mission to the moon has finally gotten off the ground today, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two top Trump administration officials are abroad talking trade. USA's Chris Barnes has the detail.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with his Mexican counterpart for trade talks in Mexico City, discussing trade and immigration, as in June, the Trump administration tied trade and immigration together with a threat of stiff import duties on Mexican goods beginning July 22nd if the neighbor to the south does not act to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to the U.S.-Mexican border. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor John Bolton's in Tokyo discussing trade issues between Japan and South Korea. A trade dispute between those two U.S. allies has been threatening the global supply of smartphones and memory chips. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new law in Oregon allows students to take mental health days now just as they would sick days. The teams behind the bill say it's meant to respond to a mental health crisis throughout all schools. Governor Kate Brown signed the measure into law. The Oregon Health Authority reports suicide as the second leading cause of death among those in the state ages 10 to 34. Nearly 17% of 8th graders say they've considered taking their own life within the last 12 months. Haley Hardcastle is an 18-year-old from suburban Sherwood who introduced the bill along with other student leaders. She says it changes the stigma around mental health and encourages kids to be honest with their parents if they're struggling. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. We're right here to quit wasting the people's money, huh, and make the most of the human potentials. We were talking with Dr. Alveda King just a moment ago. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Mark Meckler joins us now. Mark is the co-founder, Tea Party co-founder, president of Citizens for Self-Government, and a grassroots leader. Mark, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. It's good to be with you this morning.
Well, good to be with you. I guess we're the only two racists, non-racists on the planet, I guess. Everybody else is a racist. And now they're all, running to be the super racist. I guess that's the next big thing.
Yeah, look, I've been called racist in pretty much everything else in the book, including Nazi. I'm actually, we joke about this, Bill, but I'm really concerned about that because my daughter's in college. She's at Hillsdale College, and one of the things she's worried about is that the word racist doesn't mean anything anymore. So
exactly.
You actually call somebody who is an actual racist because they do exist.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, but that is exactly right. It's been so homogenized, but it's interesting because what I see happening time and again here, Mark, is the weapons of the Democratic Party and the hard left, they're coming back to roost on their own heads because here they are. They've overused the word and they've redefined it in such a way that, here you've got Presley last week saying, look at it, if you're going to come here and you're black, then you better bring your black voice. And if you're brown, you better bring your brown voice. I tell you, I've been perplexed as I've been brown all my life and I don't know what a brown voice is.
Yeah, well, and if I'm white, am I supposed to bring a white voice? And she also said, look, if you don't agree with me, if you don't agree with her politics, then you're not black. If you don't agree with her politics, then you're not lesbian. I mean, these are incredibly offensive things to say.
And isn't that racist in and of itself, Mark?
It is completely racist. But again, they've redefined racism so that now, Bill, apparently people of color are incapable of racism.
Well, yeah, this is crazy, and I feel for your daughter and our other kids across the country who are in these various institutions right now. Thank God she's at Hillsdale, so she's going to get a little bit of reasonable covering. But in some of these more liberal institutions, I mean, what are they going to be left to believe with? I mean, they're going to come out and they're going to be mentally crippled as if they're not already, Mark, as a result of the indoctrinations that have been taking place.
Yeah, and those indoctrinations take place now starting in kindergarten. They go all the way through post-secondary education. And this is the reason we should never entrust our children to government-run schools. It is, by nature, by design, an indoctrination system.
Maybe all this is happening, Mark, right now, so that we can stop this from, you know, being imperiled upon the next generation. I mean, there's a reason for all this exposure. It's like, are our heads going to explode enough to where we say, okay, enough of this. You know, we've had enough of all this racism that's going on. We're going to, you know, this is a part of our sad history, but it's also what brought us to this point to where we can finally, you know, get above this, that, you know, being racist is not an industry any longer. Maybe we just, you know, somehow find a way of nullifying the business of racism in our country.
Well, I think we're making a move in that direction. You know, race relations at this point are the worst they've been in my entire life, Bill, which is really incredible. I was born in 62, so I don't really know about, you know, to be honest with you, I didn't exist in a knowledgeable way during the civil rights movement. But I can tell you by the time I got into high school, this really wasn't an issue in my high school. I played football with people of every color and every religion. It made no difference to us. We were all just guys on the football team together. And as I've grown older and watched it, it's gotten worse and worse. And it's gotten worse and worse because the politicians intentionally make it worse.
Kind of interesting that on the heels of the first elected black president, we find ourselves with this incredible amount of racial tension. Don't you find it a bit ironic?
I think it's beyond ironic when you think about it. It's not just that he was the first black president in American history. He is the first person of color to be the president of a majority white nation in the history of the world. He was also elected and voted for by the majority of white people in this country. So if that doesn't help us to bury racism in reality, I don't know what will. We've had black secretaries of state. We have a black Secretary of Housing and Urban Development right now. It just shouldn't be an issue anymore in this country.
And the thing that's amazing is you hear these different stories of black Americans, brown Americans, right now unemployment all-time low. But, I mean, you know, the individual story, especially Ben Carson, you bring him up, you know, that should be such a stellar example. But, you know, we know him because he's out in the forefront. But how many other millions of stories that we don't hear about of kids of color, black, brown, whatever, and they have been able to take full advantage because of the American dream and the American way of life and enjoying freedoms that their parents and their grandparents before them could only dream about. But here in America, they're able to exercise their gift and talents, whereas back home, there's no way that they could. And I thought it was quite interesting. I was mentioning this to Dr. King earlier as well, Mark. They had a man on the street in Omar's district, Ilhan Omar's district, and they were interviewing mostly men. There were some women that they were interviewing. And they basically were saying, hey, look, at we'd much rather be in Somalia. And, you know, so your knee-jerk response is then, why are you here then? You know,
this plays into obviously all the controversy around President Trump's tweets and the squad and all this stuff. And the issue is, I think this is correct. This has been said since the beginning of America. If you would rather be there, nobody's stopping you. Go back to Somalia. I mean, I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm not fine, by the way, with people saying send an American citizen home against their will.
Right.
Send people home. But if people don't love America and they say they'd rather be back in Somalia, well, look, there are planes that fly there every single day.
Exactly. And they were saying at the same time that they'd much rather be under Sharia. Well, we're no, you know, there's no way America is going to be under Sharia law anymore than it's going to be a socialist country.
No, but this is the thing that they desire. And look, that's a major problem. If you look at Ilhan Omar's district, there are more open terrorism investigations, more terrorism cases out of that district than any district in the country. You're explaining why when you explain these man on the street interviews.
Right. Well, and the thing is, speaking of Omar, I mean, she's in a lot of trouble. The crosshairs are on her for some campaign violations. You know, she's now put herself in the forefront. We're finding out that she was arrested back in, what, I think, 13. Based on her personality, which you can tell, she wasn't too nice to the police and really kind of begged to get arrested, and they didn't disappoint her. And so that's now part of her, you know, part of her record and her rebellion. But, you know, people need to be careful there in Minnesota to make sure that they're following, you know, a true champion of the people and not someone that is, you know, in the form of, you know, some type of human Trojan horse, so to speak.
I agree with you. An 80% Democrat, they're going to elect a Democrat, but they could elect one that actually loves the country.
Yeah, why not? I mean, and that's all the president is asking, and that's all the people in North Carolina were saying, you know, by that as well. Because, you know, if you watch what the media has done, and the media has really fueled this up all for the sake of ratings, and they love it when America is at each other's throat, for somehow it translates into headlines for them and gives them something to do. But how deleterious that is, because they don't want to quote the president in its entirety of the context. Was, yes, he said, go home if you think you've got the answers. Go fix it there back home and then come back. You know, come back and show us how. But we don't want to talk about part two of that tweet, do we?
No. Well, thank God we have guys like you in the media who actually tell us the truth, Bill. We appreciate you.
Well, I appreciate it, Mark. Thank you so much. We're going to talk about the immigration issue when we come back with Mark Meckler. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, given the choice, it's the only way to go, right? 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way that you like to hear from us. Mark Meckler continues with us. Mark, the question is, what has gone on with the Democrats? I mean, that they're now the party of open borders. I mean, it reminds me of what my old mentor used to say. Sometimes you can be so open-minded that your brains can fall out. And this seems to be the case, the condition of the Democrats right now. There's no reason, it seems.
Well, no, it's a complete loss of all rational control. And here's how you can judge that best. That there are two standards that I would set, that if you lose these people, you've absolutely lost virtually all of America. One is CNN, and you have Fareed Zakaria, who said that he agrees with the president on this. He said it pains him to say this, but he agrees with the president. The asylum system's out of control. All these asylum seekers are using the exact same language. It's all very suspicious, and that if we don't get that under control, we have no control over our borders, and that's bad. And he blamed the Democrats for not dealing with this. I want you to remember, I'm talking about a main anchor at CNN. So
exactly.
That's incredible.
And well, hang on one second.
The entire party trying to reach to lose the left is Mother Jones Magazine, right, an actual communist publication, where one of their writers recently said that are the Democrats really, actually, honestly now the party of open borders? That's crazy. Mm-hmm. And so they've lost Mother Jones. They've lost CNN. Certainly that means they've lost the great majority of America.
How long has it taken? I mean, here it is. You've got a news entity like CNN. Let's just keep, put them in that place. We'll pretend that they're a news entity. And it's taken them all this time to figure out there is a true crisis at the border. And as painful as it was for Zakaria to make that statement, it blows me away that you would have a media company that could not figure this out, that it took them this long. I mean, if that doesn't indicate just how close-minded and prejudiced they are, I don't know what does.
Look, I mean, I think you said it right. It's hard to even call them a media company. They now openly admit, and they're teaching, by the way, in journalism schools, in these leftist journalism schools right now, advocacy journalism. Those two things actually should mean something different.
Exactly.
They can't be put together in the same sentence. Real journalism is where we attempt to remove our own filter. We can never be totally unbiased, but real journalism is you follow the facts where they lead. Today, the leftist media generally, it's just the Democratic Party with bylines. These guys are a PR team for the Democrats.
Sadly, because when you think about, and I pain, you talk about having pain for the real journalists, the real professionals who honor the time and memorial principles of journalism, which is number one, to document history, Mark. We want to be able to hand off to the next generation a historical catalog of where we were, how we got here, and all that's being compromised. I mean, what are the kids, the next generation, going to do? Is going to put asterisks on top of all this reporting and stuff that comes down? Because today we're hard pressed to find a true, true reporting, body that can give it to us straight.
Yeah, I think actually my opinion is, Bill, that true journalism is starting to make a comeback, and we're starting to see it. There's some good reporters. The guy by the name of David Steinberg did really yeoman's work on this Ilhan Omar thing. He's been reporting on it 3 years, PJ Media. Mm-hmm. And I think where this is going to come from is it's going to come from independent media entities, not
exactly
from majors, not from CNN or the cable news networks. Mm-hmm. It's going to be coming from small independent outlets where people are going to actually do real journalism.
Well, you're exactly right. And you mentioned earlier, I mean, this is our strength here, is that we are independent. We're not beholden to anybody. And just like, certainly not with the money that Donald Trump has, but, a lot of reason that Donald Trump is able to be Donald Trump is because he's not beholden to the traditional political arm-wringing and lever controllers that previous candidates and presidents have been beholden to, right?
I think that's primarily why he got elected. You know, we talk about political correctness. We started this whole conversation talking about the idea of what is racism. And my opinion is that about 85% of the reason that Donald Trump was elected, to be a little bit crass here, Bill, forgive me, but it was a middle finger to the idea of political correctness. People are just fed up with it. It's not just old people, it's older people, it's middle-aged people, it's young people. I talk to kids on college campuses. They're scared to say what they believe. People are sick and tired of this, and it's blowing up in the face of the radical left.
Well, this is why they mismeasured you know, Trump's candidacy, and they were so shocked on election night because they were promoting a Hillary landslide. I mean, a million to one. They're, you know, Donald Trump, I mean, this is a week before, Mark, a week before. They had no understanding whatsoever, but yet when you went, you know, you went to these rallies, just like in North Carolina last week, you've got thousands of people there, and their response, though the president took exception with it and said, hey, I'd rather it not been said, you know, send her back. But as you said, there's that middle finger, you know, to the culture saying, look at enough of this stuff. You know, it's real simple. You either are for us, against us. You know, Donald Trump is a businessman, and in business, you want people in the same team. Yes, you can have, you know, dissenting views, but at the end of the day, it's still about the business, it's still about the company and the employees, and what can we do to, you know, better the situation for all concerned. But for somehow, in this country right now, it doesn't work that way. It's totally gone unhinged, and Mother Jones could also add the Democrats now the party of open borders and socialism.
Yeah, it is. And I think they're always going to undermeasure the support for Trump and Trump's ideas and attitudes because some people are just scared to talk about it. You know, yesterday I was at the gas station. I live here in Texas, just outside of Austin, which is a pretty liberal city. The woman approached me at the gas station, and she said she saw a Hillsdale College sticker on the back of my car because my daughter goes there. Mm-hmm. And she said, is that the same Hillsdale that Rush Limbaugh talks about? I said, yeah, it is. My daughter goes there. And she gave me a high five, and she said, I assume you support President Trump. I said, yeah, I love what he's doing. And she said, you know, people around here, they're scared to say it, but they're a lot more than people think. And she showed me on the back of her arm, she had a tattoo, 45. She said, that's to show my support for the president. So, I mean, this is somebody, she doesn't have a sticker on her car, she's not wearing a Trump hat, she's a single mom here in Texas, and she's still mad at the people who tell her she's not allowed to support Trump.
45 in the back of your arm, I thought maybe that was your license to carry, I didn't know.
She looked like she might be like that, but I mean, it was just really cool because her whole point was that people are too scared to express it. She was excited that I had a Hillsdale sticker on the car because I'm openly expressing it. I wear my Trump hat wherever I go when I can. And so there are a lot of people out there like her or others who just are afraid to say what they think, but they're still going to pull the lever for Trump.
No question. Well, one of my best friends in San Clemente, California, he was complaining to me. He says, Bill, I'd love to put a Trump bumper sticker on my car, but I'm not about to because it'll automatically get keyed in San Clemente. San Clemente, the former headquarters for, you know, Southern California Republicanism. And you can't even demonstrate any support of Trump at the risk of your car getting keyed.
Yeah, so again, what's going to happen, and they can't help themselves, this is going to suppress the open expression of support for Trump or anything on the right, but ultimately, people still support it, they're going to vote it, they're going to go in that voting booth, they're going to pull the lever, and they're going to snicker as they do because people don't know.
Well, Mark, you said the unprecedented numbers of individuals flooding America's southern border is both a security and a humanitarian crisis. And here it is. The mainstream media is starting to figure. I mean, you know, that's the one thing about the truth. After a while, it works its way through the top.
Yeah, we call that the truth discount in advertising. It's a lot less expensive to spread the truth than it is to spread falsehoods. We're going to get it across. And you've got right now the government has issued new regulations preventing asylum seekers from getting asylum if they've transited through a third country where asylum was available. So all these people coming from South America that are coming through Mexico, they're going to be denied asylum. That's a great stopgap measure.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that law has been in play internationally for a long time. But every time the president has tried to do something of reason to bring a solution to the issue, you know, bring in the ACLU, bring in the Ninth Circuit, and anybody else that can get in the way, right?
All right. Well, God bless the president for continuing to try. I sure appreciate it.
Well, we got to continue to keep him activated. Hey, Mark, again, we appreciate all the hard work that you're doing with your organization. It is a grassroots level. How can people get involved?
TheConventionOfStates.com. Figure out how to be part of the solution at ConventionOfStates.com.
Mark Meckler, President, Citizens for Self-Governance and the Convention of States, and a national grassroots activist. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a government up for by with the people. It commands us to be activated, to, you know, maybe put down the remote, put down the, you know, your phone device for a moment. Give a couple of minutes for, you know, for your country, for we the people. How about it? Thanks, Mark. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
How would you rate your kidney health? What about your liver? What about your gallbladder? Take the Quantum Cleanse 21-Day Challenge and supercharge your body. Quantum Nutrition Labs is having a special on 4 supplements designed to support organ health and detoxification. For the kidneys, liver, and gallbladder, buy 2, get the third one free. Start your 21-Day Challenge today. Call 888-588-7578. 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at QNLabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two-thirds of the lower 48 have been suffering with a heat wave since late last week, but it's finally coming to an end. Although in New York City, the mayor, Democrat Bill de Blasio, wants to know why the utility Con Edison has had so many power problems in recent days.
We still do not have an answer, except that we know a week ago there was a malfunctioning piece of equipment, but no answer as to why, no answer as to how they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again.
At least 3 people have died because of heat-related issues, including 1 in Arkansas and 2 in Maryland. Amid ongoing tensions with Washington, Iran's now claiming to have shut down a spy ring. It says it arrested 17 people who were allegedly recruited by the CIA. The CIA has not commented. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says you have to take what Iran says with a grain of salt. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bill Martinez.
He's been known to cure narcolepsy just by walking into a room. His organ donation card also lists his beard. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez Live.
But he loves being a lover mostly. I just want you to know. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Jessica Anderson is joining us now, the Vice President of Heritage Action. Jessica, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, we saw in the movie Unplanned, it was quite revealed, you know, the story of Abby Johnson. And, in fact, we're going to be talking to the directors later on this week as well, because they are doing a record number up in Canada with Unplanned as well. But it was clear in that movie that Planned Parenthood was not necessarily about women's health. They were primarily about where the money was and where they could get it, and that was abortion. And this past week, with the removal of Lena Wen, Dr. Wen, as president after less than a year of service, this brought this more to bear, did it not?
Oh, it absolutely did. And it showed exactly how just vitriol this fight is within the left and within Planned Parenthood's own organization about whether or not abortion is healthcare or is abortion a fundamental activist right of the extreme political left. And that was perfectly encapsulated with Dr. Wen's removal slash stepping down, which one it was, the chicken or the egg came first there, and it really made a very clear message, I think, to Americans across the country that Planned Parenthood is first and foremost a political organization, and because of that, they shouldn't receive any taxpayer dollars, and Congress needs to move to defund them, and we need to do all we can to continue to shed light on this, and movies like Unplanned, I think, do that very well, as does this fracture within the last that we saw with her stepping aside as the executive director.
I think this is a loss, losing Dr. Nguyen. It's a huge loss for Planned Parenthood because of what, to me, Dr. Nguyen had a heart that she expressed for women, a genuine heart, almost like Abby Johnson, I would say, that was concerned really truly about women's health. And because she was not focused primarily on abortion, she's out of the club.
Well, that's right. And she had an op-ed in the New York Times over the weekend, which basically says just that she wanted to focus on the holistic view of women's health, pre and post natal care, looking at kind of the steps of a woman when she becomes pregnant and kind of treating her in total. And that was clearly not the direction that the board of Planned Parenthood wanted to go. They wanted to continue to double down on the abortion side. And she actually says that she was criticized earlier in her tenure because she didn't focus enough on the abortion rights side of what Planned Parenthood does. And Planned Parenthood has long said this, that they do multiple things. They do women's health, and they provide the abortion service. We, from a conservative perspective, have had a lot of problems with that simply because they receive taxpayer dollars.
Right.
And the money that is fungible within Planned Parenthood, while they may say it doesn't go towards abortions, the reality is they can reallocate as they see fit with their books. And so
right.
I think this step away from, okay, let's think of women's health and what sort of needs are required across the country for women's health care, and instead doubling down on abortion rights just shows how far Planned Parenthood is moving to that extreme left.
Well, it doesn't take a marketing genius to figure out the model of Planned Parenthood. I mean, first of all, most of their facilities are in poor areas, especially black areas. Right, exactly. And their plan was, okay, we're going to get people comfortable in coming into our building, but this was all kind of like, the Roach Motel. You know, on the outside it looked pleasant. You got in, next thing you know, all doors go to and all pathways go to the abortion room. It starts out very innocently. You get used to seeing this. This is all about women and women's rights, and you buy into it in much the same way. Again, this is, I think, was so revealing about Abby Johnson's story in the movie Unplanned, because you can understand how people's vision and their perspective can be altered. How, a little bit of good seems to be acceptable, and you tolerate the very bad.
Yeah, I definitely think that's right. And one of the things that I think this fight and this evolution of Planned Parenthood is showing is that there are real alternatives out there that don't lead you down the end path of abortion. And when you look at pregnancy resource centers or care centers or hope centers, they're called different things across the country, but they've been putting up shop within walking distance of Planned Parenthood to encourage those women that are in low socioeconomic areas, that are in tough neighborhoods, or as I said, they're positioned outside of high schools and universities and colleges, but to say, look, there's an alternative. The door, the hallway doesn't need to lead to the abortion door. There are other options available to women if you do have a pregnancy that you don't, you're not sure that you can tackle and you can handle. Bring the baby to term. Let's look at adoption. There are so many families in need and wanting to adopt, not only domestically but abroad. And so filling that need, there are other ways that we can come alongside the woman, help her find a skill, a trade, a job, get out of whatever bad environment she might be in. I mean, some of these pregnancy resource centers, I've seen some down in South Florida, actually have homes that are being built where girls can move from their troubled situation into the home with a commitment that you'll get a job, you'll learn a skill, you'll have a trade, and we'll help you raise your baby and get you back to the seat. And so, that's the kind of philosophy I would like to see around women's mm-hmm. health, which is instead of pushing towards abortion, it's pushing towards how do we make the woman a valuable member of society, and part of that includes raising and rearing the child yes. so they have a fighting chance just as she did.
Exactly. Well, we support an organization here in South Florida called CareNet, and that's what they do.
Oh, good.
You know, so we're very involved with this organization because, you know, the thing is, again, when you consider the health of the women, what's not being talked about, Jessica, is how many women who are subjected or who have made a choice for abortion and the long lasting, the life, you know, their entire life, the burden of this abortion presses upon them. Some, it's led them to suicide. You know, they've carried this thing. I mean, I've talked to women, and I've said this on our show many times. I've talked to women, and they'll tell me, they'll say, Bill, you know, my child would have been 13 today, or my child would have been 14. I was interviewing a director, because this is the other thing, too, is I think it's a matter of time, Jessica. We start hearing from the men, and I say it's going to be the biblical cry, the male version of the cry of Rachel, where men wake up and realize, oh, my God, I participated in the murder mm-hmm. of my child and my daughter. And I am interviewing one of the writers and directors of the movie Roe v. Wade, which is coming out a little bit later on. And he told me right there in the interview, he goes, Bill, my child would have been 21.
Mm,
and, I mean,
yeah.
the tears going down his face. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. I mean, you know, it just breaks your heart. But this is why, you know, at the front of the line of leading against this lie that we bought into, in Roe v. Wade in 1973, the women who have experienced are coming back and saying, it's a lie, sister. Don't buy into this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a mass of tissue. If it was just tissue and was meaningless, why is my heart broken? Why does my spirit grieve over something that was so inconsequential?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and even Roe, the woman that would come to embody Roe in Roe v. Wade, has said the very exact same thing. So you're right. This is a long-term education campaign that we need to do to pull back the truth of these organizations like Planned Parenthood. And I think Dr. Wen's stepping aside actually helps us in that direction, although she probably didn't mean for it to, and helps us continue to show for women everywhere there are great organizations like Pregnancy Resource Centers or CareNet that can help support women after their pregnancies.
And there are women out there looking out for women for all the right reasons. That's why I say when you look at who's in front at leading the charge of closing down these abortion clinics, it's the women who have experienced it firsthand,
mm-hmm.
and they themselves know the truth by experience. Jessica Anderson, she's the Vice President of Heritage Action, has been with us. Jessica, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Take care. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval. Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards in your mortgage, but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you can save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law Number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Stendavite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Oh, what a classic song, right? A little moody blues here just to set the mood. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're with you. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. It is all right there. Hey, if you want to drop me an email, we always love to hear from you. Good, bad, or indifferent. Let me know. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, just like that. It's interesting how that happens. Huh? It's still Bill Martinez, no matter what it is. But you get my drift. Hey, we got Adam Holtz coming on. Is he with us now?
I'm
still waiting. Oh, there he is. Okay, you snuck up through the back door here. You're
so looking.
You're so stealthy.
I came in. I know, right?
You're so Matrix. You just kind of just got to go in there and just make it happen. Adam,
my
is
trench coat on, and here I am.
Yeah, I love it. Director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, and we're going to talk Lion King. Big numbers, as expected, 185 bazillions, huh? Millions?
Yeah, $185 million, and if that sounds like a lot of money, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the seventh biggest opening of all time. And if you wanted to call it an animated movie, it's the biggest animated movie of all time. It, mm-hmm. You know, Disney wants us to experience it as a live action movie. So even the gurus and the mavens over at Box Office Mojo aren't even quite sure how to categorize it. But it's the biggest July opening of all time. So, I mean, it's Disney just keeps remaking these classics and we seem to be hungry for them because we're getting a lot of money every month.
And what a risk, I mean, for them to do what they did with this iconic movie. And it was hard to think. I think you and I talked about it. Was it 25 years?
Yeah.
25 years when it first came out. And I was just talking to Brad, engineer Brad here just a moment ago. You know, I was reluctant when we saw the movie. I love the movie so much. I said, how are they going to bring that to theater? And it took me a while, but I finally did. And I was blessed to see it in the theater as well. They did such an outstanding job with it there. But, you know, that's Disney. I mean, the genius of they're just so blessed in so many ways to come up with, as Walt Disney started out, all these Imagineers coming together And everything they do is just first class. And, you know, even when this idea and this concept first came out, people were very critical. And I think, as you're kind of suggesting here, some are still kind of reticent to buy into this. But, you know, it's kind of like the first time McDonald's came out with their French fries, you know, because all of a sudden, you know, they weren't like the normal French fries. But what did they do? They ended up, you know, converting everybody's taste for French fries that when you tasted a real potato, you go, well, what is that? And you go... That's a real potato you're eating.
That's where French fries come from.
Exactly. So, you know, so we'll see what happens with this new genre, the Disney. But what an incredible year, Adam, they've had. I mean, you know, how many billions? I mean, because just right now, with between Toy Story and domestically, here we're talking over... over $500 million, $500 million, just with these two. We're not even talking what they're doing overseas.
Right. Now, it's billions and billions of dollars, and I was just looking for that figure. I don't have it right in front of me, but
You're not like Rain Man. You can't all of a sudden just pop that number.
I'm pretty good, but with numbers like that, they don't have a chart for it. At least, actually, who knows? On Box Office Mojo, they have so many charts. It's probably on here somewhere.
Right.
But for the year, Disney owns five of the six biggest movies, and the only one they don't know may as well be a Disney movie because it's Spider-Man Far From Home, and the only reason it's a Sony movie and not Disney is that, you know, they sold the Spider-Man rights off to Sony a while ago, and they're trying to get it all back. So, you know, for all intents and purposes, they own the top six movies of the year.
So did they fire that knucklehead that sold off the Spider-Man franchise?
Seriously, that dude is like makes you
For the rest of your life, you get to stay on the Matterhorn, just going round in circles on the Matterhorn.
Exactly.
We've got a special seat for you.
Seeing the abominable snowman over and over and over again.
Well, congratulations to Disney, and I didn't get a chance to see it. I thought I would avoid the throng. I went by the theater and I saw people wrapped around, so I knew it was going to be a nightmare. So we'll wait.
They took the big prize this weekend too. Mm-hmm. Avengers Endgame finally topped Avatar as the biggest movie ever worldwide.
Wow.
So it's now at $2.79 billion, just one movie. I mean,
one movie in record time. How many weeks compared to, compared Avatar. To Avatar? Because Avatar was months, right? It was like
Avengers did it in 13 weeks. Avatar, I think, was 34 weeks in its original run, and you know they re-released Avatar, so the big Avatar number actually includes about 30 million or so from a re-release, and I'm not sure how many weeks that ran. So. No, it's a big deal, and you know, lots of people are saying, well, Avatar, the ticket prices weren't as expensive, but Avatar did a ton of that money in IMAX theaters, which were more expensive.
Oh yeah, exactly.
And the marketplace is much more fiercely competitive than it was 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't have to deal with all this Netflix stuff and all these options. So, for my money, even when you make the inflation adjustments and the apples to oranges adjustments, I think Avengers Endgame topping Avatar, it's still a big deal.
And oh, without a doubt,
it's a much
sure.
better movie.
Hey, well, today's money, yesterday's money. You know, everybody wants to, you know, start figuring in inflation, all this other stuff. But yeah, exactly, it comes in. Hey, that's a lot of popcorn out there. There's no doubt
about it. A lot of popcorn, definitely.
Well, good for them. All right, there was other things here that I wanted to talk to you about, and this is, you know, some of the things that, you know, we don't generally get a chance to talk to, and that's what's new in streaming for families. You have that feature on at PluggedIn.com.
Yeah, each month in our blog, we try to give families a heads up on new stuff that's coming to the big streaming services, to Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu. You know, once upon a time, Netflix had almost everything, and if they didn't, Amazon did. But, you know, with the arrival of each of these new streaming services, and Disney Plus is going to show up, I think, in November, and they're going to take all the Disney stuff back, so we're all going to have to subscribe to that, too. So there's always new stuff coming and new stuff going. And this month on Netflix, Mary Poppins Returns and Princess and the Frog, a couple more Disney movies, are showing up. And if you need something a little bit edgier, over on Amazon Prime, Arctic, which is, you know, a guy trying to survive in the Arctic. It pretty much is self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm.
And Star Trek Nemesis, which came back all the way back in 2002, for those of us that have memories that go back that far, those are on Amazon Prime. And on Hulu, we have Astro Boy, another sort of forgotten animated movie that I think kids might really enjoy. So we're trying to keep our finger on the pulse of all these changes, what's coming, what's going. Again, there's so much stuff out there, you practically need a full-time media concierge just to keep track of it all.
I was going to say, I mean, what heads up should parents have in terms of some dangerous, product that's coming their way that, you know, the kids could be talking about? I mean, because here we got school just around the corner starting up full force, and you know what that is. I mean, that is that's free marketing for all these entities.
Right. Now, that's true. You know, we've got It 2 coming up a little bit later this fall. That'll be an R-rated movie. And I think what I would say to parents is we all know what an R-rated movie is. We should know what an M-rated TV show is, but the fact of the matter is, I think that we still think of M-rated stuff differently. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we'd never necessarily let our kids go see an R-rated movie, and they have rules against that, at least theoretically. I don't know if they still enforce them at all. But if you've got Netflix or Amazon Prime, man, if you don't have the parental controls turned on, your kids have access to really, really explicit stuff. And, you know, the stuff on some of those TV shows is as bad or worse as anything you'll see in an R-rated movie. And so,
exactly.
Again, I think I would just implore families to pay attention, you know, be wise about what's out there. Netflix, Amazon, there's a lot of great stuff out there. Mm-hmm. But there's also stuff that you need to be aware of, and unless you're filtering it, your kids have immediate and direct access to it, and that's something they need to be aware of.
Well, without a doubt, and I mean, you know, the thing is, it breaks my heart with some of these stories that we heard about last year, where these kids were influenced by some of these movies and you know, committing suicide.
Yeah, 13 you know, why on Netflix?
I mean, my goodness, I mean, you know, what. The fact that that even was able to be sustained is beyond me. We know why parents, why families were now in total outrage, and it's like Netflix did this with impunity. I mean, there was no consequence to them whatsoever on this.
No, not really. Although they did come out this week and edit that first season, and there was an acknowledgement. You know, there was a study that came out that showed, you know, we can demonstrate that there was a rise in teen suicide after the show came out. And it's hard, if not impossible, to prove absolute causation, but you can show correlation. And there definitely is a correlation there. And, you know, Bill, sometimes we hear Hollywood people want to make the claim, oh, it's just fantasy, it's not reality, it doesn't affect anybody. But it does.
Yes.
When our kids take in these ideas, kids are suggestible. And,
without a doubt.
You know,
yeah.
Sometimes they make tragic decisions based on what they see there.
And you ask these celebrities and these musicians, and you find out that, did your kid hear the song that you did? Well,
no way.
Yeah, but not that version. You know,
right.
They cleaned up the version for their own children,
right.
But yet for everybody else, you know, they're being bombarded with all this negativity. And as if we don't have enough negativity going on in our country right now. I mean, this is what President Trump is yelling about. Also, for all the designated Survivor fans, that TV series is coming back too, huh? And we'll talk about
that
next week.
But it's coming back on Netflix, and it's got a bunch of M-rated content in it that it didn't have on ABC.
Oh,
so
gosh.
That's a great example.
There it is. He is the director for Focus on the Families, PluggedIn.com, Adam Holtz. I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Have a great week, buddy.
Thanks, Bill.
When you have a pain in the neck,
ugh,
a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do the